to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm Jace. This episode continues a series of interviews I did at Phoenix Comic Con. In this episode, I'm going to be talking to Shannon Eric Denton and PJ Harzma. They are affiliated with Con Man, the Indiegogo-funded series from Alan Tudyk. Specifically, we're going to talk a little bit about the Spectrum comic, which spins out of the Con Man series. And if you haven't picked it up, they had a zero issue on Free Comic Book Day. Really amazing. PJ mentions in the episode it's not just celebrities slapping their name on a comic trying to make a quick buck. This is a quality story, very rich backstory by folding in the Softwire novels and that world that PJ created. So if you aren't familiar with Con Man, I urge you go check out conmantheseries.com. It's a really, really hilarious show. I'm hoping to sit down with PJ and Alan and Shannon in the future and get a more in-depth interview, specifically talking about Con Man, the series. They're currently filming season two. So now's the time. Jump on, watch the first season. They're maybe 15, 20-minute episodes. I think there are 13 in the first season. It's certainly worth watching. So you can tell that it's creator-owned by the passion and joy everyone involved has with the project. So listen to the interview. Get some more information about it, and go check it out for yourself. You don't want to miss out. So once again, thanks for listening, everybody. Appreciate the support, and we'll talk to you next time. All right, this is Jace from the Comic Source. I'm here with PJ Harzma and Shannon Eric Denton. Maybe you know them from Con Man, a little fan-funded, awesome, amazing project. But we're actually going to talk about the comic that has spun out of Con Man. So give us a quick 30-second pitch, Shannon. What's the comic all about?
The comic spins out of Con Man. It's a sci-fi action adventure. If you liked Firefly, then this is a great jumping on point for the continuing adventures.
And so for those that are fans of Con Man, it's a hilarious show, but the comic is not meant to be humorous, right? I mean, it's a sci-fi sprawling...
Yeah, it's a dead serious sci-fi huge world. You know, in the storyline of Con Man, it was a very popular hardcore sci-fi series that everybody fell in love with.
And now your novels, the Softwire novels that you've written, Peter, you're kind of folding them into the Spectrum world, is that right?
Yeah, we license characters in the world into Spectrum. They pick up Katheria and the Neewalkers and the overall conflict. The spaceship at the end of the fourth comic book will land on the Rings of Orbis, but understand Spectrum is its own story. The crew takes Katheria off and goes on a mission-based storyline similar to the way Firefly was, at each point enlightening a character that is sort of the origin story for each of those characters, an underdog that will be brought up, enlightened to help their world and protect them from the Null. And that will be the purpose of the crew, is going from mission to mission, enlightening each of these characters.
Now, is part of the reason you did it to get fans of your Softwire novels, that it's something more for them to enrich that world, and also to get more out of season two of Con Man? It's like almost another way into the world, right?
The smart answer would be yes, it was all plans, and yes, I had this figured out from the beginning, but it was really a thing of convenience. You know, we needed this story, and why build it from the beginning again? You know, I had maintained the rights and kept them, and I had all along planned to write more Softwire books. So, I wanted to do Katheria's story, I wanted to do JT's story, and I didn't really know how to do two, and it just all fit together at the perfect time and the perfect moment. So, in my mind's eye, the Spectrum books are Katheria's story and how she evolved after the Softwire experience.
You almost would say it was serendipity.
Yes, I like that. No, Serenity. No, that's another show.
Well, how's the response been for the first the zero issue that's come out, Shannon?
Anytime you go over 100,000 on a print run, that's a good response.
Wow, 100,000.
Yeah.
Awesome. Amazing. Future plans? I know it's four issues. The sales dictate you have plenty more stories to tell in the Spectrum world?
Absolutely. We know where the worlds collide, the Softwire and the Spectrum worlds, where they will collide later on. I would like to look at doing the Softwire books as comics and tie them back in a little bit more. I want to do the books that we actually write over the Spectrum as comics and graphic novels. It's just time and you know, people have to want it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right now, we were talking a little, or you were talking a little bit in the panel before, how this whole con man juggernaut is kind of a new thing. It's a new way to do things. I talked to Paul Scanlon and Legion M.
Yeah.
They're kind of following in
yeah,
your...
Yeah, we've been talking with them too, yeah.
In your footsteps. So, but a lot of cool ideas. A video game, doing the comic, partnering with Comic-Con to do season two. Do you want to keep innovating, finding new ways, new things to do to get the con man name out there?
We like control. And when we do it these ways, we get to do how we want to do it. You know, we so many things about, like, well, we're going to push the comic book. I'm like, well, you can't do that. Yes, we can. You know, it's Alan has a great, loves working on Conman because when he wants to make a change, he just makes the change. When a better idea is presented to him, he is the final say. He just makes the change. And it's just a refreshing way to do things. So we're going to try as much as we can. Unfortunately, the bigger you get, the more money you need, and then you have to start making relationships. But hopefully they see that we stay true to the world and stay true to the fans and give the people what they want. I mean, you look at Spectrum Comic Book, we talked about this. A lot of people thought, oh, it's just celebrities slapping their name on a comic. No, that's a good comic book. And we put a lot into it, and we do that with every medium that we touch. The game, it's going to be killer. Every single thing that we do, it has to be a great product, a great story, a great media in and of itself, or we won't do it.
Well, Shannon, coming from the world of comics, you can speak to this. We're in a golden age right now of creator-owned books. There's so many awesome creator-owned books. And, you know, living in that world myself, I feel like it's because when you own it, you put your passion in it. Yeah, it's great to be the 500th writer on Batman because you grew up reading him, or to do a Spider-Man story because you watched the cartoon when you were a kid. But like with Con Man, the fact that it's Alan's, there's so much more. I mean, I love watching Alan in Knight's Tale or, you know, on Firefly, but watching him in Con Man, the passion comes across that it's his project, it's his say, and I think everyone involved realizes that. That's why it's so fun to go to your panels, because everyone's having a good time.
Well, and the passion spread across the fans because it was fan-funded, so it's one of those things where everybody's feeding off of each other, and instead of it being the normal creator-owned joy, it's the creator-owned joy starting off with, you know, thousands upon thousands of people also along for the process.
Right, and it's fun, and you guys get to create it along with the fans. That's awesome.
Yeah,
so if any of our listeners want to learn more about Con Man, they're not familiar, I've talked about it all the time on the show, so they should have picked it up by now, but what's the best way to keep up with all the Con Man news, PJ?
We have a great website, conmantheseries.com. We host where we're going to be, what's coming up. We keep it up to date all the time. That and the Twitter feed, Con Man Series, there's a great
Facebook page.
The Facebook page, all our Twitter accounts. So, but yeah,
find the show
series.com.
On Comic-Con HQ as well.
Great, yeah, and it's a good, the Con Man fan community is an awesome.
Yeah, it's a good crowd.
Well, thanks for taking the time, gentlemen.